Governor Greg Abbott isn't happy with House members trying to water down school choice legislation. Today is Monday, May 15th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute, and special thanks to Brandon Waltons for filling in while I was at the border last week. Legislation designed to protect children from gender mutilation and sterilization procedures finally received tentative approval last week from the Texas House, but Democrats are expected to try to derail it again today. More on that coming up, but first. An elementary school teacher in the Killeen Independent School District was allowed to resign earlier this month following his arrest for soliciting sex with a minor rather than be fired. Clay Camp was arrested on May 6th and charged with online solicitation of a minor under 14 years of age, a second-degree felony that carries 2 to 20 years in prison if convicted. Camp worked in the Killeen ISD's Elementary School Disciplinary Alternative Education Program. After accusing Google of using false advertising to promote the Google Pixel 4 smartphone, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has reached an $8 million settlement with the technology giant. The settlement with Texas is in addition to $9.4 million Google paid out to the Federal Trade Commission in 7 states, including Texas. Google had launched an advertising campaign in which radio hosts and social media influencers were paid to make statements that weren't true. The AG's office accused Google of prioritizing profits over truthfulness by continuing to circulate ads they knew were both deceptive and in violation of state law. Later today, the Texas House is scheduled to have a final vote on legislation banning medical procedures designed to mutilate and sterilize children. The measure was finally debated late last week after House Speaker Dade Phelan had allowed Democrats to twice derail the measure on procedural grounds. Senate Bill 14 was authored by Republican State Senator Donna Campbell of New Braunfels. Her legislation protects children from being chemically castrated by puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, and it bans mutilative surgeries that transition a child's physical appearance. Democrats say the procedures are necessary to address children with gender dysphoria. That argument was dismissed by Republican Tom Oliverson. He's a doctor from Cyprus who told his House colleagues that mental health disorders should be treated with mental health care and not surgery. Democrats are expected to again try to derail the legislation when it comes to the floor later today. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Rape, murder, crime, and a total disregard for the rule of law are spiraling out of control in our country due to the invasion at our southern border. So where do we go from here? I'm Wade Miller, and I'm inviting you to listen to Exposed: Border Invasion. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, it looks like Greg Abbott's decided to play hardball with the Texas House. More than a month ago, the Texas Senate passed a school choice measure for which all Texas public school students would be eligible to apply, even though it only funded a limited number of grants to let them go to the school of their parents' choice. Since then, the measure's been sliced away by both Republican and Democrat members of the Texas House. It should be noted that implementing school choice is a priority of the Republican Party of Texas, Governor Abbott, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. The issue polls well with parents and voters from both parties, but the Texas House has historically sided instead with the government school bureaucracy in opposition. Over the weekend, a revised version of a watered-down and severely limited measure was announced in advance of the Texas House Public Education meeting today. The new version drew immediate condemnation from Governor Abbott. In a sternly written statement issued by his office on Sunday, the governor threatened to veto the watered-down measure if it somehow made its way to his desk, and he went on to say that if lawmakers don't provide a meaningful school choice package, it will, in his words, quote, necessitate special sessions, unquote. Hopefully you, and the legislators, noted the plural. It sounds like the Republicans in the Texas House need to figure out who they're representing, the monopoly government school system or parents and taxpayers. You can check out the details of this story that was mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Katie Marshall, Aaron Anderson, and Brandon Waltons. The Texas Minute was produced today in the 1836 studios by Luke Marshall. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.